Hello everybody, welcome to Fat Buddies FIFA Ultimate Team Podcast. I'm Florian and we have with us, as always, Jake from Jake Fat Trading.
What's up, guys?
How are you, man? How is going on with all this situation over there in US? Let's talk like 1-2 minutes about that. Let's not take out the elephant in the room.
Sure. Yeah. We're all in like kind of a quarantine right now, guys. I know it's being more heavily enforced and more serious in some countries compared to others, but the U.S. is doing an okay job. The cases are going to go up exponentially here for sure, just because not a lot of people are getting tested. People don't show symptoms for a long time. So I think the U.S. is going to have, you know, some of the most cases really soon, just due to the travel and close population we have. We'll probably get stricter requirements on our quarantine. Right now, you know, I can run to the store really easily. I can go outside my house. It's more like suggested, right? Like don't do these things. Don't meet in groups of 10 or more. But there's no repercussions for really doing it. And there's no way, they're not enforcing it very heavily. I know some countries are getting their military involved. But what about you guys in Romania? How's it going there?
Yeah. So here, Europe. So I'm in Romania, and in Romania, in Bucharest, starting today, very enforcing all the recommendations that we had until now with not going out and every stuff like that.
Yep.
So you are allowed to go outside only to go for work if you cannot do the work from your house, and to go to the groceries, to do your groceries, and you need to have some paperwork with you. Like you'll fill in a form and sign it with the hour where you're going. And police is verifying that with, I think, with everybody. Like, there are a lot of policemen on the street. I know from the TV that the minister of, let's say, police in Romania declared that this is the biggest operation after the revolution in 1989.
Wow.
So there's a lot of police, and also from today, also the army is on the street to help the police in this way, and I don't know, maybe probably to make people more secure, to make sure not a lot of activities are happening on the street, like bad activities, let's say. I don't know, I wasn't out in the last 5 days.
You've so avoided the military?
Man, I'm inside since Friday. Imagine I had a weekend where FIFA didn't put anything out except for the mid icon pack SBC.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine, I was expecting for birthday, I was like locked down in the house, nothing happened. I was like very disappointed by EA, but come on, it's EA. And yeah,
I mean, right now we're all kind of dependent on content, so I mean, we like to think that EA has some of this stuff planned in advance and that they're sticking to some kind of schedule, but at the same time, like, we're all pretty hopeful, right? Everyone is on the game. You can actually see this with card prices, you guys, on the market. For example, like typically on Sunday after weekend league, we see a sell-off of cards, just meaning people finish their weekend league. They want to change teams. But we didn't see really any kind of sell-off this week. The market's really, really high right now. It's going to go even higher tomorrow. So people are playing the game. They're buying their players. They're getting lots of games in. And it means that we're hopeful for content to support that as well. Like, I wish there were some longer-term objectives out right now. I mean, people have already completed what they can with icon swaps already. I mean, I know a lot even did that in the first week.
Yeah.
So I hope for Foot Birthday we get a couple grindable player objectives, because I think people have the time and they'd be really happy to do that right now.
Yeah, they could have just released all the icon swaps tokens. And people would have been happier with that.
Yep,
but
I agree.
Let's take it, let's say, one by one, and let's start with the Team of the Week moments, number two, numero dos. We have it now. We are recording right after the release of the team impacts. I think it's a very nice team, a cool team. I didn't expect to be, let's say, so hyped, because we have some nice players there.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it looks like they pretty much stacked this team as much as possible. I mean, in terms of usable players, right, we see Inaki Williams, Coleman, De Bruyne, Nainggolan, Pepe, Koulibaly, Lucas. Yeah, so those are all usable. Even this, I noticed this Maquis guy as a super sub. He looks really, really good. If you see that 84, the first on the bench.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I didn't notice.
Yeah, it's like a cheap super sub or something for, like, he's probably going to be, like, 15K in value, essentially.
Four star.
Quite good as a striker.
And he's from La Liga.
Exactly.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So I think he, you know, he's a great option, but... this is perfect. You know, it's March. It's getting late in the year. We're getting a lot of different promotions. This is the type of team that is still going to have players make starting squads, which I think is super important. So I really like it. It's a good selection for me. What about you?
Yeah, I like it a lot. And I have in this team my favorite player in real life. So my favorite player in real life is Kevin De Bruyne.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it that he's in packs. I have probably 100 packs saved.
Really?
Yeah, because do you remember last podcast I told you that I have like 50?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to open them for Fat birthday, but it didn't come on Friday. So I kept saving them. All those SBCs that came around, I... like the cheap ones, let's mm-hmm. say the 84 to 91, the other ones.
Yep.
I saved them, and okay, I'm not gonna pack Kevin, of course. I'm gonna pack all the the father informs.
Yeah, exactly.
But
the bottom
at least
section.
I have this like this feeling that it might be a good chance. Not like previous week or 2 weeks ago where they were like very cheap. All the team was very cheap and. Even if you packed the highest one, you couldn't make money. Mm-hmm. And also, I have you know me. I play every weekend league, so I have two player picks, two red
player picks
to open. So yeah, you never know. If I guys,
are you gonna do your famous giveaway? If you pack De Bruyne, you'll give away something.
Honestly, I wanted to do that giveaway on Twitter, but let me promise you something here in the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So what to promise? Yeah, so if I pack Kevin De Bruyne, I'm gonna do a giveaway with the people who comment on YouTube to this podcast, and it will be a good prize, not. Not a bad one. I know not a lot of people comment here. So if you're a fan and you watch us, leave a comment, something around. Don't just write me or something like that. Or first, just ask us a question or something. Sure. And I'll do a giveaway if I pack Kevin.
Awesome. Sounds
small
good to
chances,
me.
Small chances, but at least you will know.
Yeah, but a good percentage of winning it. So kind of a fair for a giveaway.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it looks really good. I mean, that KDB is like getting close to team of the season levels good. So, I mean, he's a 95 overall.
Yeah.
I really like this team. I think a lot of people are going to be excited to use some of these cards. And they're doing good at incorporating live cards that are now dead, right? Like Pepe's one to watch, Nainggolan headliner. They're purposely including these cards for sure because they're dead cards and they had them in during promotions throughout the year. So... expect to see more team of the weeks with them featured, so you can kind of get two for one for EA where they include a good team of the week and then they make some of these cards active again.
Yeah, and I read also something about maybe EA is trying to help also the live cards.
Definitely.
Like because we have in this team of the week we have Nainggolan, Kevin, and I think that's all. Two live cards, which are big live cards, like not Kevin, sorry. Pepe was one of them and Nainggolan. Pepe was like, let's say, a hyped one at the beginning of the season. Nainggolan is an expensive one, 400K, something like that. So I hope they continue with that in the future. But because we are on Wednesday and this team was just released and we know Fat Birthday is coming, let me know what do you feel about investing in this team of the week and when should people do that.
That's a really good question. It kind of depends on what they do with Foot Birthday and if we see, you know, promo packs and lightning rounds for sure. You see a couple good opportunities to invest. And I think if we get a lot of pack supply, that I actually think that Saturday will end up being a really good day to invest because you're going to get accumulation of lightning rounds on Friday and Saturday generally. So they get really, really low. It's early. People aren't looking to invest that early. Or after squad battle rewards, sometimes you risk them being slightly inflated. Just slightly, but from anywhere from like midnight to 7 a.m. UK on Monday following squad battle rewards is a great time just because there's a lot of supply. I've noticed that a lot of people are playing squad battle still probably for those icon swaps objectives. And it produces a lot of supply. So things tend to crash during that time and raise up nicely throughout the day. So those are two great opportunities to get in, especially for the meta cards.
Also, I was checking now to see, we had team of the moments, let's say one, and team of the week moments one, and there were some 85, which were very much used in the mid icon SBC. Those ones were, I think, Iniesta and Miranda. I've seen them in the top squads on Footbin, and they were somewhere around 22k.
Yep.
I'm checking now the team of the week moments, and in the current one there is no 85 which you can use in that. So
yep.
If we want to replace, we only have Lucas, but he's too expensive to use in that. So it will be interesting. We have a lot of fathers, like 84s.
A lot of 84s, in particular.
But that's it. I mean, above 84, you don't have someone you can use in this.
Agreed. Yeah. So guys, those are just going to rise are what we're talking about. So basically following Thursday rewards, people use a lot of their rewards coins to finish SBCs or complete SBCs further. And right now that mid icon's still pretty big. So I think a lot of people are looking to complete one more, or take their chance one more time after rewards. So you're going to see some of these moments rise as the day goes on Thursday. So some of these 84s could be good to invest in at rewards directly too. Like Reyna, Funes Mori, those are two great options. Funes Mori is probably my favorite because he's cheaper and he has really good links to like Higuain and Icardi, and a lot of people use those guys in the SBCs. So a good time to pick them up at rewards is going to be from like 8 to 11 a.m. I'll say 9 to 11 a.m. UK. And then they should rise slowly through the day as people complete that SBC.
Because we are here at this topic, we had the mid icon upgrade, it's called, on Friday.
Yep.
Honestly, Friday, I told you, I didn't go out since Friday because Friday I was outside.
Too busy completing mid icon SBCs all day.
No, but I was outside and I was like, I was at my friend's birthday on, it was like a small group, six people, so don't judge.
We're calling the cops.
And man, I said, okay, if Fat Birthday is coming, no, doesn't matter. I will see the players later. But when I saw the mid icon upgrade, I knew a lot of people will. I didn't expect it to come so late. So I knew a lot of people would do it.
Yep.
And I bought from the app, from the iPhone app. I bought a lot of Ter Stegens and some Ericssons.
Yep.
And I've sold them for a lot of coins like 1 hour later.
Oh, for sure.
And that was a delayed move, because if I would have been on the console or on the web app, I would have bought them like in the first minute. But I saw the requirements like after 5 minutes and so. And you could have still bought some players and still make a lot of coins.
Yeah, it takes some time to kind of get those SBCs completed and to think through what you want to use. It takes some time to get solutions up on Footbin even. So with all that accumulated, especially for repeatable SBCs with good demand, they usually rise pretty heavily throughout that first day, even into the second day, just because people are completing them. They're spamming them. They're slowly gathering the players they need. So if you invest instantly because of how many people, which is, you know, thousands, tens of thousands are completing the SBC, you just hold and let the supply clear out. And for example, like Oblak went from like 60k to 110k. He actually went extinct, which is insane. And people could have definitely bought all the way up to 70, 75k and made money, but they get really nervous about buying that high or too late. But you do have that opportunity with repeatables.
Yeah, it was a, let's say it was a gold mine for traders. I think Even if people, let's say, sold their investments during the week or previous times, I think that if you were there online and you had coins, cash coins on your account, you could have made a lot of coins. I made
Definitely.
through the app, so I imagine some people made big coins on that. I would
Agreed.
not comment about the mid-icon pack. It's not worth it. So even
No.
if you still get rewards tomorrow, don't do it, guys.
Yeah, guys, I think the statistic was literally like 20% flat or 20% or less had a chance of paying out. And that's if EA gave the exact same odds for every single icon, which we know they barely give out mid-hullet or Eusebios, so we know that, but yeah, basically you'd have to get really lucky for it to pay out, and unless you're really just doing it for fun, really just don't, if you truly don't care about your coins and just doing it for fun, that's fine, but don't expect to get a usable player, because most of them you can just have better luck buying off the market for that price.
Yeah, and I can tell you my situation when I did the Prime Icon pack from, so it was a Prime Icon, not a mid icon, from the icon swaps, and I got Lehmann, the goalkeeper, and that was my lesson. Okay, that was, let's say, kind of free because it involved only my time playing the game, not coins.
Sure.
But for coins, spending 600, I don't know, now maybe 550.
Yep.
600 coins on an Inzaghi or on, I don't know, Klose or these kind of players, guys. It's not like you're gonna get them. I mean, if you're very lucky, but if you are this kind of guy who gets lucky to this SBC, it means that you tried a lot of SBCs this year and you already lost a lot of coins. So just stay safe
Agreed.
with your coins and buy some players out of from the market. There are a lot of icons which are very cheap currently. Like
Yep.
with 1 million coins, you can get a Kenny Dalglish icon, and he's very good. And there are a lot of names you can buy with coins.
Exactly. Yeah, guys, those top icons even aren't that much more expensive. I mean, I know 600,000 is quite a bit to some, but if you have 600,000, maybe you can save up a bit or make your way to 1 million and just buy that player off the market because, again, your chances of getting like a 2 million coin plus player is insanely low. And then from there, I would just look to work up to it because, you have them tradable. And that's one thing I think people get confused about is almost like untradable value. Because people, I think, get the sense that if they get a 600K player, they're even or that was worth it. But, most of the time, that player is not going to stay in your team in your starters forever, or maybe you didn't even want that player. Because I always joke with people, I'm like, well, if you had that many coins and you had enough for them, why didn't you just buy them? Like I always say, like, why didn't you just buy them then? Because if you wanted them in your team, you could have got them any time, right? And they're like, oh yeah, I guess didn't really think about it. But my point is, an untradeable does not have the same value as a tradable, because if they're tradable, yeah, sure, you might lose some tax money getting them in and out of your team, but you can switch and rotate your teams more, which people like to do. So you're really not tying up that many coins forever. When it's an untradeable, those coins are gone, guys. You cannot get them back.
Yeah, guys, and one idea which I have here, and I posted it on Twitter, with the price of the mid icon SBC. So let's say you have done tradables and you don't have the money to buy players. You can do a center back. You can do Boateng as a center back. You can complete Ramos. Okay, with Ramos it's, let's say, 1K more expensive, but if you have untradables, that excuse still counts. You can get Sané or Vidal. You can get Sancho, player of the month. You can buy from the market Mbappe or Neymar. What
Exactly.
are the chances for you to pack a player better than Neymar from a mid icon? There are very, very low chances.
Exactly.
So my advice is, even if you have untradables, try to think which high tier player you can complete and know for sure you will get that, like Ramos, like Alexandro, like Boateng, like this kind of players who you'll know for sure who you get, and probably they fit most of the teams because they are from the big leagues.
Exactly. And guys, EA love to drop these SBCs because it fits their business model. And sadly, what's really unfortunate is that we are like people are addicted to doing them like that. So it's such a good model for EA, and people complain about pack weight and pack luck all the time. But EA presents this option for us a few times a year, right? They did base icon. They used to do it more in the past with Team of the Week SBCs and stuff like that. But basically, EA knows the percentages that are going to come away with actual made coins or a player worth that amount is low. So they love when people are tying up 600K, or even if you do it twice, you've spent over 1 million coins of coins you'll never get back. And it's those same people who often feel the need to want someone, right? Maybe they spent 1 million and now they see this KDB, who's their favorite player in real life, and they're like, shoot, I don't have enough to afford him. I'm going to buy some FIFA points. And you guys might laugh and say that doesn't happen, but it does, because that's how EA gets people to continue to buy FIFA points, is when they're out of coins or they want more and more for their team or for their players. So it's all part of the cycle. And sadly, we play right into EA's hand by spamming those. And streamers often open up 10 to 20 at a time, and it just shows how many people are doing them.
Yeah, I was checking again, let's say, Nick Run the Food Market YouTube's account, and he opened. So for the previous podcast, I was telling you he opened like 40 Prime Icon from the Icon tokens, and now he opened like maybe the same amount for the Mid Icon SBC. So a lot of people are doing. I know a lot of people are advising on Twitter not to do them, not to
Yeah,
do them,
don't.
but behind the curtain they are like submitting the players for one.
Exactly. And content creators like it, right? Because it's good content. Those videos just showing even what 20 pack pulls were is going to get a ton of views for them pretty easily. So it's good content for them. They love it at these times. But yeah, just watch out, guys, because you don't want to be in that position where you really want someone and you have so many coins into untradables, which by the end of the year is often millions for people, that you can't buy that. And think if you had millions of coins back in your account, you could buy. You could buy most icons. You could buy some Team of the Year versions of cards that that you probably don't think you could afford, but slowly you've put coins into untradable SBCs that you could have back.
I hope you got the lesson, guys. And now we are going to, let's say, maybe the most important topic or the most important future topic. It's FUT birthday, which should have come last week, but we've got the loading screens yesterday and today with this promo coming on Friday. And we have also some clues regarding this FUT birthday. A lot of people are speculating that it will be something related to weak foot and skill moves upgrades for the selection of the team.
Yeah, I think that because we already had shapeshifters, they kind of had to get creative, or again, maybe this was their full intent to start the year. I don't know how actively they plan over there. But essentially, it was unlikely we were going to get position changes, or that would be the main theme, right? Because shapeshifters, that was the main theme, is position changed cards. In years past, they have done like a retro style where they actually go back. I put up some cards for that we'll go to in a second. I just have some examples of cards they could do. I actually have a Kent striker that I have pulled up on my screen, and it's cards like Kent, or cards like, actually, I hate to say it, but Adama, that I think of, right? Where the only complaint about Adama Traore is his weak foot being 2 stars, right? So if they're doing an upgrade and can upgrade someone to 5-star weak foot or 5-star skills, you can really make a lot more players usable and exciting. Another one that I think of is Dybala or Salah, those two left-footed beasts that don't have much of a right foot on them, that have like almost perfect stats, but they don't make people's teams because of a lack of skills or weak foot. So it sounds like that's the route they're going to take. We don't know what card types they're going to put in, right? We don't know if it's meta cards like Adama Traore or Kent, or they could even combine this with more of a retro style. And here I'm going to just go on Twitter. I have some examples here of like Chris Smalling is a good example. Doumbia is another example of kind of hyped up cards in foot. Alessandrini, I know he doesn't play for them anymore. Eric Bailly. So it just depends what route they want to take. And to be honest, I don't care that much, as long as they're usable cards. And people are excited about them. I don't really care what route they take personally.
Yeah, and while you were talking, I was checking a little bit to see some high-rated players who have a weak foot, a bad weak foot, let's call it like that. And I found two interesting players. One is Di Maria, who has only 2-star weak foot, but has 5-star weak foot and 5-star skill moves. And he's from PSG, so
That's a
probably big clubs will have some nominees there. Another player, but he's not so usable because he has low pace, but he's a good player in real life, is David Silva from City. He has 2-star weak foot.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, maybe they can boost him and release like this player moments SBC and boost also his weak foot, and he could be at least usable in game. And there are a lot of CDMs like Fabinho who have 2-star weak foot.
Yeah, I think that the weak foot, most people tend to think of attackers for sure, but it's really important. It's an important aspect of the game. So with EA, they can really pull out the ability to upgrade them. I think it would be super fun if they add a couple 5-star skillers as center backs, because why not, right? What's the
Yeah.
harm in doing that? And I would love to see people messing around skilling with center backs. It'd be hilarious to me. So that's just kind of the fun route they can take. It's late March right now, going into April, and I think people can buy most meta cards they want, or have tried a lot of the players already. So making these kind of fun upgrades, I think, is a good route for them to take.
Yeah, and I was checking now exactly what you said. The attackers, what attackers we have with low skill moves, low weak foot, sorry. Because I'm more interested in the weak foot. I'm not a skiller. Probably there are some people listening or watching who are skillers and
Definitely.
want those kind of players. But for me, and maybe for the majority of the players, weak foot is more important. We have also Erling Haaland, who is a hyped player, and a
Oh
lot
yeah.
of people complained about his weak foot. That's interesting to see. And also from Barcelona, we have Antoine Griezmann with 3-star weak foot, which is another big name, let's say.
Exactly. And the one unfortunate thing I would say about that, the only unfortunate thing really, is that a lot of the cards we're talking about already have special versions. So
Yeah.
again, I'm not sure if they're going to go with major upgrades for some retro cards, or just pick meta cards, because like Salah, how many special cards does he have already? Probably a page full. Dybala
Yeah.
has a lot. Di Maria already has quite a few as well, but they would be great additions. So I'm just curious to see what route they take with it.
Yeah, we'll see, and probably we'll bring back also some SBCs like moments, and I don't know. I'm doing high hopes. I'm getting high hopes on that, but I hope Fat Birthday is something, and I don't want a promo which lasts 2 weeks,
Agreed.
because I don't want the team to be splitted for 2 weeks, because I'm this kind of user who likes to get the players to play with them, to buy them, and when there are 2 weeks, maybe I spend my money on some players which are not the best compared to the second team. So yeah.
Agree with that. And I just hope they really do well with the objectives. I don't really care if it's a 2-week promo or a 1 week, but definitely has to be like a grindable objective card. And just because so many people are home, so I wouldn't even care if they do two of them.
Yeah.
I just would love people to have something to do every single day on foot, just so they have a reason to sign in.
Yeah. Really, really excited, guys, for this promo, because with the rest of the season and with the situation now with everything, we don't know when team of the season is coming, what other promos EA can do without connecting that to real life events. So yeah, I think this would be a nice move for them to have something good in the pockets.
Exactly. Yeah, and team of the season can really come anytime, right? Because the season's gonna extend too late into, even if it continues, it's gonna extend too late into the FIFA cycle.
Imagine a team of the season.
Don't.
At the beginning of FIFA
21.
Oh,
okay, that'd be insane. That people would go crazy on FIFA points, I can tell you that, but that would never happen. That would ruin the pacing of the game, but people would go absolutely mad on spending money.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, because depending on what happens with football in real life, maybe we don't see a FIFA 21 so soon. Maybe we see it when after the all the everything ends. So yeah, that would be interesting to see what happens to the world.
Totally.
Okay. Any, let's say, probably now, because football day is coming, a lot of people will be prepared to spend their coins on the players. Any, I don't know, how they should manage their coins during football day. What would be, like, let's say, one or two nice advices here?
Yeah, I would look for some substitute investments, guys. It kind of happened today with Team of the Week moments, where people were panic selling other special versions of these cards. And if that happens again, guys, if people get featured that already have a lot of special cards, they're definitely going to get panic sold initially at the start, and they usually recover pretty well from that. So, for example, we talked about, you know, Salah, right? So if Salah gets in, people start panic selling his other specials right upon announcement. Usually around 2 hours after the announcement of him getting in is when they tend to be lowest, and it's a good time to buy into that. So I would definitely look for some substitute trading. On top of that, make sure you guys are following my Instagram and Twitter. There's going to probably be a lot of daily SBCs with Foot Birthday to provide some packs. They tend to do this a lot with promos where they add in pack SBCs, right? Maybe for an untradeable mega pack or for some rare player pack where they require a certain amount of chemistry and leagues and rating, and then you get that pack. And it makes a lot of non-rare players like literally double or triple in price, and I'm going to be posting them on my Instagram and Twitter in the coming days here.
Okay, that's good to know. I will probably wait to see what's going with the players in Foot Birthday selection, to see if someone can fit my team or not.
Exactly.
And after that, late maybe close to midnight, I will open all those packs I was telling that
exactly
I've saved. We'll see what happens. I hope so, guys. For Kevin De Bruyne, it's just if I pack him in the red player picks.
yeah. Make sure you comment below, guys, if you do want a chance at that. Florian's a good guy, trust him. So if he does pack KDB, one of you guys will get something out of it too.
Yeah, I just want you guys to know that I do all my red player picks openings on TikTok. I have a TikTok account. It's Ask Florian, @AskFlorian, exactly as Twitter. Mm-hmm. So I will not joke with it. I mean, if I pack him, you can win a nice prize, and I will be happy to pack him and to give you the prize.
No kidding. Yeah. Make sure you guys comment down below. Thank you guys for watching in this time. Even if you have us on in the background while you play some Foot Champs or enjoying maybe Call of Duty Warzone, that's a really fun game too. I enjoy that myself. Whatever you're doing, thanks for tuning in and supporting us during this time period. We do really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, guys. Don't forget to listen on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts if you cannot watch on YouTube. And until next time, we will be here next time. Be safe there and be with us also next time watching and listening.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.